96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What story is bugging you? What story is grinding your gears? Well, it's time to get it off of your chest. We have stories that are bothering us, too. And joining me to free our minds are Dr. Niambi Carter, Harvard University political science professor, financial expert Jessica Brown, and comedian Eddie Bryant. Lines are open. Give us a call, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at H Fisher WHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are you?
What's happening?
Okay, wait a minute, Doc.
What?
It's been a long day, hasn't it?
It has been a long day, but I'm good. I'm up.
Okay.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
How are you?
I'm awake.
But you're not doing okay.
I'm doing very well.
Because something's grinding your gears.
Something is grinding my gears.
Ladies first. I'll let you start. What is grinding your gears?
Well, the CDC report about black women being more likely to die from homicide from an intimate partner.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that's foolishness.
Yes. And I mean, it really brings it home about, you know, how we talk about domestic violence and the ways in which we kind of normalize all kinds of violence, not just physical violence, financial and other kinds of ways that people can be abusive to partners. But that really brought it home because I think, you know, in my life, I know at least one person who was in my age range who was almost killed by a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it can go the other way for men, too. But when it comes to black women, that's one of their leading causes of homicide.
Now, I'm mad.
You should be.
That's an obscenity. I mean,
absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely. It's an affront. I mean, and it makes you think about when we talk about, you know, Black Lives Matter and we talk about what happens with the police, which is of paramount importance. It's not to suggest, but we can do multiple things at the same time, right? We don't have to say it's an either or proposition. And I do think this is one of those things that we need to really be talking about. Well, what is this about?
Mm-hmm.
Because most black women are with black men. So black women should be scared of black men. I mean, that can't be the resolution. So how do we address
domestic violence
in a more robust way?
Yeah. And let me say, on this program, we talk a lot about it. And obviously, you know, we've talked about, you know, issues in Maryland, specifically Prince George's County, deadly domestic violence and the like. It should be addressed. And we're going to continue to address it. And I'm glad that you brought that up. I think that particular topic deserves even more scrutiny and more discussion. Thank you, Doc, for bringing that up. What about you? Oh gosh! You just blew my head. No, that's all right, Jessica. Goodness, what's grinding your gears today?
What is grinding my gears today is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, the president.
Yes, it's like, how much is he gonna do before we say you have got to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are literally touching every audience, every person in America, and impacting them negatively. Listening to him speak today, there was an article I read where he was speaking at a police union seminar, and he talked about how for police, stop trying to cover the suspect's head when you're getting them into the police car.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, just let them bump their head on the way down. And to hear the applause from the other police officers in support of this is showing that we are not really moving forward from police brutality. It's just going to get worse, especially if the president of the United States is endorsing police brutality. That's really
how about that? Yeah, just today. And you know, whatever happened to, you know, innocent until proven guilty? Yes, I know that, you know, that you are, you know, certainly a suspect, but you know, who knows, a head bump could lead to a lawsuit. And yeah, we understand that, you know, officers may be chasing these guys and they may be, you know, taking them over thorns and thistles and through, you know, different difficult neighborhoods. But the reality is, once you got them, you know, let the wheels of justice take over.
Yeah.
You know, how about that? Eddie, what's grinding your gears, man?
Oh, man. What's grinding my gears is Justin Bieber ran over a black man and he did not get locked up. So.
On camera.
Okay. With a big truck. So I hope the brother gets paid. You know, we're just looking out for our people, man. I don't know what's going on, man. It's a crazy world right now.
It's hard to be a paparazzi.
It is very hard.
I tell you, black paparazzi lives matter.
It really does.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. What story is bugging you? What's getting on your nerves? Want to hear from you? Let me go to Gerald. Gerald calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Gerald. What's on your mind?
Panel.
Hey.
You know, I do like the Justin Bieber comment. I'll make a quick comment. You know, it's the Trump issue. You know, that I think this is the worst presidency we've ever seen. I think he has Nixon beat hands down. Even that was unbelievable. But Trump, I don't even think he wanted to be president. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he probably went for a slim and now he became president. He's destroying everything he touched. The problem is, no matter who's in office, you know, Americans have a way of respecting the office at some point. You know, we may have liked Clinton when September 11 came. We was probably glad Bush was there at some point. But for what he's doing, I'm so disgusted at how he can just say what he wants to say. And, you know, a part of me feel like I want to say, see, that's what y'all get for voting for him. Mm-hmm. But as an American, you got to be disappointed. It's a shameful. You want to put your head down for the stuff that he's doing. And then let's not forget the biggest picture, that is so many of us agreeing with him. Mm-hmm. There's so many people cheering him on like he's doing something good. I think people just scared to admit that they made a wrong move, you know. That's my comment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to talk about something that happened this week. Former First Lady Michelle Obama was in Denver, Colorado. She was the keynote. Well, she was the guest because she was being interviewed for the Women's Foundation of Colorado's 30th anniversary fundraising celebration. And she talked about the kind of racism that she had to endure while she was First Lady. And she talked about, you know, the racist memes, being called an ape, the fact that no matter what she did, that there were people who could not see beyond her skin color. Just as a matter of historic recording, this is the aside. There is no recording of this event other than iPhone video from spectators. This could very well be seen as one of the most significant things that the former First Lady has said since she's been out of office. Mm-hmm. And there was no recording. This was at the Pepsi Center, the same place where her husband was accepted the Democratic National nomination in 2008. And we can't hear it. That's a disappointment. But beyond that, what she said, is this par for the course for America and how they see black people, Doc?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the fact that they called her an ape, and like she said, you know, they went after her anger, right, or her alleged anger. She talked in particular about that one cover of a magazine where she had the afro and the gun and they were doing the whole angry black woman thing. I mean, listen, people called her all those things because we know what to say to hurt and to jab black people, black women in particular, as in the case of Michelle Obama. So this was all very clear. I mean, nobody called her an ape by mistake. Right. When we had all those government employees who were sharing those racist memes of Michelle Obama and President Obama at the time, and talking about, oh, we just thought it was funny. It was in poor taste. No, you knew it was racist when you did it. And so I think now that she's out of office, she can say freely, this is the stuff that people said to me. And I'm sure we don't even know the half of the racist, horrible things that she got. Her daughters, I mean, people would just say, oh, they're disrespectful and they don't do this. They don't dress appropriately. All of that is code for how we see Black people, Black girls, Black women, Black men, which is always as suspect, always is shifty. They're never reliable. They're not good people. So it didn't matter that she was the most well-educated first lady we ever had.
Two Ivy League degrees.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared because at the end of the day, she was a Black woman and people resented the fact that they had the nerve to be in that space and be as proud as they were in that space. And that was to take her down a peg. And she admits that it hurt. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's going to. I mean, you can only be called the N-word so many times a day or a monkey so many times a day before it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, she's right. She called it thousands of tiny cuts. Eddie.
Yeah. Did we expect anything different? I mean, we can't drink the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? Like, we know what type of people are here, what it was built on, what it was based on. So, you know, we should expect that and prepare our children to understand what they expect so that we can strengthen ourselves and forget their expectations, forget being validated by them and just say, okay, we're just going to be better. And then if they want to stoop down and take a dig at us, we know our self-worth. We know what we're worth. So I think that's the mentality we need to have.
Mm. Yeah. Just.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, Michelle Obama has been one of the most graceful first ladies, I mean, that the United States has ever seen. She has been so involved in the community. And for me, education is a big thing because I am an educational financial expert. And to still see her outside of her role, outside of the White House, going to Dunbar yesterday, you know, being with those D.C. students, still giving back to her community, and the fact that you can call her these names when she's still impacting our future, it's just terrible. But then again, I mean, we can't expect anything less from this society who voted for Donald Trump.
But I will say this, though. The truth is, she is better than most of us, right? Right. On some level. And it still didn't matter, right? She's still right. Better than most people on their best day. On her worst. She's still better than most people. And it doesn't matter because we don't value Black people.
And I think that you make such an excellent point because she was one of the most active first ladies since Nancy Reagan, one of the most active first ladies since Betty Ford, or Hillary Clinton. Those in modern times, those three women, no matter what the politics were,
right?
They made an indelible mark on this nation, and you know, suffice it to say that she was the youngest. Since Jackie Kennedy, and you know, for her to be fit, encouraging others to fit, for her to not only relate to professional women, Black women, but also stay-at-home moms, to come from humble beginnings, and to come from parents who had humble beginnings. Her story is truly an American story, and it is unfortunate that so many people could not see that American story because they were, dare I say, blinded by the Blackness.
Right. And let's be real. She's real Black. Michelle Robinson from the South Side of Chicago.
Absolutely.
I mean, in no small part, Obama was there because of her, because people love Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. And I don't think all those Black women, as much as they might have shown up for Barack Obama, they showed up for Michelle Obama, too.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
I think we cannot downplay her importance to him.
It's like Barack said, every Black man needs a strong woman. And that's how he got into the White House.
Absolutely. Two times.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that Capitol Hill speech. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are having a Free Your Mind Friday. Sandra, calling from New York, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the reoccurring articles about Usher and the spreading of the STD.
Okay, what's up?
And I don't want to just focus totally on him because we have a lot of celebrities that we continue to put on a pedestal. But when you take those celebrities and put them under a microscope and really look at the character and some of the things that they are engaged in, you can see that their character is not of a high grade. So I'm just floored that someone would knowingly, it's almost like taking a gun and saying that I'm going to shoot somebody and not care about the outcome. But on the other hand, we have a lot of African-American women who are so starstruck, and they engage in this behavior so that they can, so that they will be able to, you know, not that they intentionally want to receive an STD or any kind of disrespect, mm-hmm. but you put yourself in that position. Because if I, you know, if you really look at that article and you look at how the sister described in the court papers that she saw something, saw something that did not look natural, but she continued to get involved with this man. So, I mean, we're putting ourselves as African-American women in certain situations, and then that's going to harm us, and then we want to be paid for it after we made stupid decisions.
Wow, you said a mouthful. Sandra, I need to take a break. If you want to hear what my panel has to say about it, you need to hang on. Also, Vivian from Silver Spring, Daryl from D.C., Kenny from Maryland. We're going to talk to all of you next. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit. Stay with us.